Welcome back, everybody, to the Deep Dive. This time we're exploring sustainable building, and we've got a really fascinating profile of Lauren Michel here from SD Voyager magazine.
Yeah, this is a good one.
So this isn't just about, you know, eco-friendly houses. It's really about how to do luxury in a way that doesn't cost the planet.
Exactly. And I think that's what makes Lauren's story so interesting.
Yeah, and I think this is the key takeaway from her profile, is that sustainability and luxury can go hand in hand.
Right. And it's about more than just, you know, aesthetics. It's about creating a holistic living experience that's both beautiful and responsible.
Yeah. And she's got this amazing home in San Diego that's actually the first of its kind. It's built with some really cutting edge technology. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even more interesting is that Lauren is using her expertise to actually tackle California's housing crisis.
Yeah, that's a huge undertaking, but you can tell she's really passionate about making a difference.
Absolutely. So let's dive into Lauren's story.
All right, let's do this.
So who is Lauren Michel? Give me the rundown.
Okay, so Lauren has this really unique background. She's got degrees in environmental policy from UC Davis. She's worked in urban planning, and she has this deep passion for design.
Like, she's got all the pieces of the puzzle.
Right. It's not often you find someone who can bridge those worlds so effectively.
Totally. And she's put all of that together with not one, but two businesses.
Yeah. And those businesses really complement each other. Policy in Motion focuses on, you know, the big picture stuff, community development, while California Home Designs is all about bringing those sustainability principles down to the level of individual homes.
Okay, so Policy in Motion is about growing beautiful communities. Can you tell me a little more about that?
Sure. So their mission statement is growing beautiful communities with the courage to dream, the vision to thrive, the power to be alive. So it's not just about, you know, policy. It's about creating a vibrant future.
Okay. But her personal home is what really caught my eye. This all-electric net zero energy home, it's a total game changer.
Yeah. It's incredibly impressive, and it really showcases what's possible with sustainable design.
So this is where I need you to break it down for me.
Mm-hmm.
What does net zero actually mean in practice?
Sure. So essentially, a net zero home produces as much energy as it consumes over the course of a year.
So it's like it's off the grid.
Well, not necessarily off-grid, but it dramatically reduces reliance on the traditional power grid. Lauren's home achieves this through rooftop solar panels, which generate electricity, and then that energy is used to power everything in the home.
Oh, wow. So everything.
Yeah, from lighting and appliances to a heat pump for heating and cooling.
Wait, a heat pump can heat and de-cool a house?
Exactly. That's one of the coolest things about them. They're incredibly efficient because they don't actually create heat. They just move it.
I always thought those were two separate systems.
It's a common misconception. So in the summer, the heat pump pulls heat from inside your home and releases it outside. And then in the winter, it reverses pulling heat from the outside air and bringing it inside.
So it's like a two-way street for heat.
Precisely. It's super clever.
That is incredibly cool. So this house is decked out with smart tech powered by solar, and it's the first of its kind in San Diego as part of the California Electric Homes Program.
Yeah, it's a real showcase project, and it's inspiring others to follow suit.
No wonder she's become such a sought-after designer.
And building this home was a real turning point for Lauren. She realized that if she could create this level of sustainable luxury for herself, she could help others do the same. And that's how California Home Designs was born.
Okay, so it's one thing to build a sustainable home, but how do you make it luxurious? What does that even mean when you're talking about eco-friendly design?
That's a great question, and I think Lauren's work really challenges the traditional notion of luxury. For her, it's not about, you know, ostentatious displays of wealth or excessive consumption. It's about creating spaces that are beautiful, functional, and healthy for both the people who live there and the planet.
So it's less about granite countertops and more about a home that's in harmony with nature.
Exactly. You know, abundant natural light, a healthy indoor environment free of harsh chemicals, and a seamless connection to the outdoors. It's about quality of life and a sense of well-being that goes beyond just material possessions.
I love that. Her journey hasn't been easy, though.
Yeah.
The article mentions financial struggles during her education balancing work and life as an entrepreneur, and even navigating a male-dominated field.
Yeah, she's definitely faced her share of challenges. But it's inspiring to see how she's overcome those obstacles and turned them into stepping stones for success.
It really shows her resilience.
Exactly. Resilience is a key theme in Lauren's story. And, you know, a lot of people are drawn to sustainable living, but can be intimidated by the perceived challenges. Lauren's story shows that with passion and a willingness to learn and adapt, you can overcome those hurdles and create something truly remarkable.
Okay, but let's get into the nitty-gritty of California home designs. They're not just, you know, picking out paint colors and furniture.
Oh, definitely not. They go way beyond just aesthetics.
The article mentions all this stuff about energy-efficient design, advanced technologies, and even things like climate resilience and solar-powered automation.
You're right. California Home Designs takes a holistic approach, incorporating all those elements into their projects. And Lauren's credentials as a well-accredited professional and green building advisor really underscore her commitment to these principles.
I have to admit, some of those terms are going over my head. What exactly does it mean to be a well-accredited professional, and what is a green building advisor?
Okay, so a well-accredited professional focuses on designing spaces that prioritize the health and well-being of the people who use them. So this means considering things like air quality, natural light acoustics, and even access to nature.
So it's about creating a space that's not just beautiful, but also healthy to be in.
Exactly. And a green building advisor specializes in sustainable building practices, helping clients make informed choices about materials, energy efficiency, and, you know, the overall environmental impact of the project.
So Lauren is not only building beautiful homes, but also healthy and environmentally responsible ones. It's amazing how she brings all of this together.
It really is. And she's not stopping there either.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, Lauren has this much bigger vision. She wants to expand California home designs, build more homes in the Bay Area and San Diego, and even influence city-level policy to help address the housing crisis.
Wow, that's incredibly ambitious.
It is, but she's not afraid to aim high.
It seems like she's trying to tackle some of the biggest challenges facing California today.
Absolutely, and that's what makes her story so compelling. She's not content with just designing beautiful homes. She wants to use her expertise to create a more sustainable and equitable future for everyone.
I love that. So we've talked about her background, her all-electric home, and the principles behind California home designs. But the article also mentions these five key elements that she prioritizes in her projects. Net zero, energy affordability, climate, and wildfire resilience, infill land locations, and low carbon building material.
Right, those are the pillars of her approach.
Can you tell me a bit more about these elements and why they're so important?
Sure. Each of these elements plays a crucial role in creating homes that are not only, you know, beautiful and functional, but also sustainable, resilient, and accessible. And they all tie into Lauren's vision of addressing California's housing challenges in a really meaningful way.
Okay, but let's break it down a bit.
Yeah.
I'm especially curious about that affordability piece. Doesn't building a sustainable home tend to be more expensive?
That's a common perception, but it's not always the case. While the upfront costs might be slightly higher in some cases, the long-term savings through energy efficiency, reduced maintenance, and increased durability often offset those initial investments.
So it's about looking at the bigger picture.
Exactly. And as sustainable building practices become more mainstream and economies of scale come into play, those costs are likely to decrease even further.
So it's not just about saving the planet, it's about saving money in the long run.
It's a win-win. And you know, another key element is climate and wildfire resilience. With California facing, you know, increasing climate change impacts, how are these factors incorporated into Lauren's designs?
Yeah, that's a big one.
It is, and this is where her background in environmental policy and urban planning really shines. Her designs prioritize fire-resistant materials, create defensible spaces around the home through thoughtful landscaping, and often incorporate water-wise features to conserve precious resources.
It's like she's building homes that are prepared for the future, anticipating the challenges of a changing climate.
Exactly. And these strategies not only make the home safer and more resilient, but they also contribute to their overall sustainability and longevity.
Okay, so what about infill land locations? I'm guessing this has something to do with combating sprawl and making better use of existing urban areas.
You got it. Building on vacant or underutilized lots within existing communities minimizes environmental impact, preserves open space, and often allows for greater access to public transportation, amenities, and jobs.
So it's not just about building more homes, it's about building them in the right places, creating more connected and sustainable communities.
Exactly. And this approach aligns perfectly with Lauren's vision of tackling California's housing crisis in a way that benefits both people and the planet.
Finally, let's talk about low carbon building materials.
Mm.
What are we talking about here, and why are they so important?
So this is all about choosing materials that have a lower carbon footprint throughout their entire life cycle, from sourcing and production to transportation and disposal.
So it's not just about what the materials are made of, but also how they're produced and transported.
Exactly. Think sustainably harvested wood recycled content and innovative materials like bamboo or hempcrete.
Hempcrete, I've never even heard of that.
It's pretty cool. It's a biocomposite made from hemp fibers. and a lime-based binder. It's incredibly strong, durable, fire-resistant, and has excellent insulation properties. Plus, hemp is a fast-growing renewable resource that actually absorbs carbon dioxide as it grows.
Wow, it sounds like a wonder material. But with all these different elements to consider, how does Lauren manage to weave them all together into a cohesive design?
It's a testament to her skills and expertise. She approaches each project with this holistic mindset, carefully considering the site, the client's needs, and the broader environmental context. She understands that these elements are all interconnected and work best when they're integrated seamlessly.
It's inspiring to see how she's pushing the boundaries of what's possible in sustainable building. But how do her designs actually address California's housing crisis? We've talked about affordability and resilience, but are there other key factors at play?
Absolutely. One key aspect is her focus on smaller, more efficient living spaces.
So it's about designing homes that meet people's needs without unnecessary excess.
Precisely, think cleverly designed apartments. ADUs, those are accessory dwelling units and multifamily dwellings that prioritize functionality, community living, and shared resources.
That aligns with the growing trend toward minimalism and intentional living, where people are choosing to live with less stuff and focus more on experiences and connection.
Exactly. And by promoting this shift in mindset, sustainable building can help create more diverse and affordable housing options that cater to a wider range of needs.
Another thing that struck me was her emphasis on using infill land locations. How does that specifically tie into addressing the housing crisis?
It's a crucial strategy for increasing housing density while minimizing sprawl and environmental impact. By developing on underutilized land within existing urban areas, we can create more housing units without encroaching on valuable open space or agricultural land.
So it's about making better use of the space we already have, creating more walkable, bikeable, and transit-oriented communities.
Exactly. And this not only benefits the environment, but also improves quality of life for residents by reducing traffic congestion, promoting physical activity, and fostering a sense of community.
This is also fascinating. It's like a whole new way of thinking about housing and urban development. And it's encouraging to see these ideas gaining traction.
They are. And it's important to remember that sustainable building practices aren't just about, new construction. They can also be applied to renovations and retrofits of existing homes.
So even those of us who aren't in the market for a new home can still make a difference.
Absolutely. There are countless ways to improve the energy efficiency, resilience, and sustainability of our current homes, from simple upgrades like LED lighting and low-flow fixtures to more ambitious projects like solar panel installations and insulation improvements.
That's encouraging to hear.
Yeah.
It feels like there's a lot we can do both individually and collectively to create a more sustainable future for housing in California.
Absolutely. Every step we take, no matter how small, contributes to a healthier planet and a more equitable society.
Lauren's work embodies this idea beautifully. It's not just about building homes, it's about building a better future for everyone.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And her story highlights the importance of connecting individual actions with broader systemic change.
This deep dive has been incredibly eye-opening. Lauren's story shows what's possible when passion, expertise, and a commitment to sustainability come together. It's not just about eco-friendly features, it's about creating homes that are healthier, more resilient, and more affordable for everyone.
Right. It's about a holistic approach to design and living.
But before we get too carried away, I think this is a good place to take a pause. We've covered a lot of ground already, and there's still so much more to explore.
Yeah, we've only just scratched the surface.
When we come back, we'll discuss some key takeaways from Lauren's story and explore what it all means for the future of sustainable building. So stay with us. We'll be right back. Okay, so we're back, wrapping up our deep dive into sustainable building. And you know what's really stuck with me is that sustainable living doesn't have to be about, giving things up. It's not about sacrifice.
Right. It's really about a shift in perspective. It's about recognizing that we can live in a way that's both enjoyable and responsible.
Lauren is a perfect example of that. She's proving that you can have luxury that's aligned with your values.
It's about quality of life, not just, the size of your house or how many things you own.
Exactly. And her story shows how powerful our choices as consumers can be. If more people seek out builders and designers who prioritize sustainability, it creates demand for those practices to become the norm.
It's a ripple effect. Each individual decision contributes to that larger shift towards a more sustainable future. And it doesn't have to be all or nothing. Those small changes that we make in our daily lives add up too.
Totally. Swapping out old light bulbs for LEDs, being mindful of our water use, even just choosing to buy less stuff, it all makes a difference.
Absolutely. And don't forget about advocating for change on a larger scale. You know, we can support policies that encourage sustainable building, renewable energy, and responsible land use.
Right. Contact your local representatives. Vote for candidates who prioritize these issues. Our voices matter.
They do. We have a lot more power than we realize.
It's easy to feel overwhelmed by the, you know, big problems like climate change and the housing crisis. But Lauren's story is a powerful reminder that we're not powerless.
Exactly. We all have a role to play. We can all be part of the solution, whether it's in our own homes or in our communities.
So looking back on everything we've discussed, what stood out to you as the most important takeaway from Lauren's story?
For me, it's that emphasis on designing for resilience. You know, thinking ahead, anticipating the challenges of a changing climate, and building homes that can actually withstand those challenges. It's about creating a sense of peace of mind, knowing that your home is not just beautiful, but also safe and adaptable for the future.
Yeah, that's a great point. And it ties back to, you know, her commitment to incorporating those five key elements into all of her projects. Net zero energy affordability, climate and wildfire resilience, infill development, and low carbon materials. It's not just about checking boxes. It's about creating homes that truly enhance people's lives.
Exactly. It's about a holistic approach to design that considers the well-being of both people and the planet.
And that brings us back to the beginning of our conversation, the idea that sustainability and luxury are not mutually exclusive. Lauren's work really beautifully demonstrates that you can have both. So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with a question. What small change could you make in your own home or your own lifestyle to embrace sustainability? It doesn't have to be a huge overhaul, just one small step in the right direction.
And for those of you who want to learn more about Lauren Michel's work and maybe even, you know, get some inspiration for your own homes, be sure to check out her website, Instagram, and LinkedIn. We'll have all the links in the show notes.
Yes, definitely check those out. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us on this inspiring journey into the world of sustainable building. Until next time, keep diving deep.